Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. 8:50 is the time. We are powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. With Mark Howard and Wayne Bishop, I'm Kevin Ingram. Jonathan Schaefer is our producer. We bring in former NFL running back Denny Woodhead. His podcast is called Out of Nowhere with Matt Slauson, and the latest episode has Kyle Long. Denny, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're fine. Tell us about this podcast. How much fun is it doing the show there with Matt?
Well, you know what's funny is coming from, well, we'll say New England because that was kind of where I really got my start. The media was not always my best friend. And don't take this wrong. I was just scared to say anything that would get me in trouble with Bill, you know? So the last thing I ever saw myself doing was anything recording. I didn't see myself doing any type of interviews, whatever it may be, but man, it's a lot of fun. We've had a blast. It's a show about, you know, everyone's story and how it comes from out of nowhere, no matter really where you started. And then I think just to play on the words, I mean, a lot of our conversations come out of nowhere. It doesn't always, it's not always having a guest on and telling their story from beginning to end with no hiccups in the middle. Sometimes we'll talk about the most random stuff, and it's just fun. I really enjoy it, especially after, you know, being in the NFL and trying to be tight-lipped and not, you know, making sure you don't say anything about the game plan or whatever. And I think people are able to see my personality a little bit more in this.
Denny, you know, coming out of a small college in Nebraska, if somebody had said you would have a 10-year pro career, I have to imagine you would have said, sign me up for that. What are you most proud of as far as, you know, that part of your life goes?
Yeah, you know, I think I definitely would have said, sign me up for that. That would have been great. But I think if you look back at my career, or if I look back at my career, I would say the thing I'm most proud of is the relationships that I built. And that's just the friendships I forged. Performed, whatever you may see it, and hopefully those dudes that I played football with, or the coaches that I played for, the front office I played for, I'm hoping, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm hoping what they say now is that I was a good dude. I mean, I hope they think I was a good player, but that wasn't my number one concern. My number one concern was to, you know, treat people right, and because that's what lasts when your career's done, or when you're a old man and people are going to say, hey, what was Danny Woodhead like? They're not going to be like, how many touchdowns did Danny Woodhead run for? Because that's no concern when you're talking people.
Our guest is Danny Woodhead, former NFL running back, now has a podcast Out of Nowhere.
Well, Danny, how you doing? This is Blaine. Just want to congratulate you on a really good career and wanted to ask you, who was your favorite running back? Because I think it's an underrated running back that a lot of people don't talk about. Maybe it reminds you a little bit of yourself. Maybe last name may name McCaffrey.
You know what? I am a big fan of Christian McCaffrey. He's obviously not huge as far as 6'2", 230, but the kid can do everything. And he can run between the tackles. He can run outside. He can catch. He's an impossible matchup for a linebacker. It's impossible. And if you ask me, I think it's an impossible matchup for a safety. And then I think it's just who wins on any given down if he's against a corner. So, yeah, he's probably my favorite. I mean, there's a lot of guys that I really do like, even though they're not as much like me. I'm a big and weird that I'm talking to you guys. I'm a big fan of Derrick Henry and how he runs. He's punishing. But there's a lot of good. I still like Le'Veon Bell. I know some people are down on him because he sat out a year for the franchise tag, yada, 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 whatever. But he's an unbelievable player. I think Zeke's an unbelievable player. And there's a lot of good guys that, I mean, Melvin Gordon, a guy I played with, Austin Eckler, who's now the Chargers starting running back. There's a lot of good running backs. I think the running back position still severely undervalued. People think you can plug and play, and you can plug and play if you have the Dallas Cowboys offensive line of 3 years ago. But outside of that, you can't.
Well, something, I guess on a serious note, but fun at the same time, We're all quarantined now with the virus and everything else, and we're all talking about jokingly who would we want to be quarantined with amongst us or that works at our company. And I'd have to ask you, if you already stacked up on your toilet paper already now, naturally, but if you were quarantined with Bill Belichick, what would you think a day would be like quarantined with Bill Belichick?
I don't think we'd really worry about the toilet paper too much, because if we had toilet paper, we'd probably be writing plays on it, is my guess. I think a quarantine day with Bill would be watching film, getting the draft board ready. Probably this sounds crazy. He's probably getting the training camp schedule ready and all that jazz. Probably not a. I liked Bill and I got along great with Bill. I probably wouldn't want to be quarantined with him for that reason, though. I would rather like talk golf or hit chip shots in my backyard or something like that.
Oh, man. So what they say about Bill is what Bill is really like. He's very stiff, even around the team. He never joked around at all.
No. Bill will joke around. I'm just saying I don't really want the day of the life of Bill Belichick. I don't want to. I'm past football. I watch a ton of football. I am more ingrained in the NFL than probably even when I was in the NFL. I just don't want to have to work those hours and do that type of stuff. I have other things that I'm interested in. But Bill has a great sense of humor. It's just he doesn't show it to the media. And I guess that's the benefits of playing for the New England Patriots. You do get to see that Bill does have a good personality and does laugh. But I don't think I'd want the grind of what he does every day.
We're speaking of former NFL running back Danny Woodhead. Could you see the Belichick-Brady divorce coming?
I don't know if I could see it coming, but I mean, they were together for 20 years, and that in this business, 8 years is long. You know, I mean, being with the same person, especially when Tom's the greatest of all time. And Bill's probably the greatest of all time coach. And so they both have their own opinion. And so does it surprise me that he left now? No. If it was 5 years ago, yes, it would have. But I mean, the thing is, Brady can go out however the heck he wants to go out. I mean, some of the people, they're like, man, I wish he would have wore one jersey. It's like, who cares? I wore four jerseys, you know? I looking back, I feel like I was blessed to have four jerseys because I got to experience all kinds of different parts of the country. If Tom wants to go play for a different team, who the heck cares? I mean, he's still going to be known as a Patriot. He's still going to be known as this is not going to touch his legacy, which some people are like, oh, it's going to change his legacy being in a different jersey. It's like maybe you don't have eyes. Maybe you haven't seen him play football ever because he is the best of all time. And I just want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy the last 2, 3 years, whatever he plays, and because we may never see someone like him again.
All right, Philip Rivers signs another former teammate, signs with the Colts. Whose team has a better season, Brady with the Bucs or Rivers with the Colts?
I really don't know. I think they both make the playoffs. I think potentially they both could make a run depending on what Indy ends up doing around him. I think Tampa has a really, really solid group of dudes around Tom. I do think both teams will be good. And the thing with Philip is there's going to be no transition period with the playbook because the playbook that they run is the playbook he's had for the last, what, 7 years? So there's no issues in that. He knows the playbook that Frank and Nick Sirianni have like the back of his hand. So he has no concerns, and Frank was his OC. Sirianni was a quarterback's coach and a receiver's coach. So they know how to call a game with Phil. So like there's going to be no transition period. I think if anything, it'd be more of a transition period for Tom. But the thing is, Tom's going to get the playbook. Or, well, I don't know what the rules are, but I'll tell you what, whenever he can get the playbook, he's going to get it, and it's not going to take him that long to master because that's all he's going to do, is he's going to focus on that, on the small little details in that offense. And I think he's going to be okay, and I think he's going to figure it out.
Do you know the names of all of Rivers' kids?
I used to, but I mean, bro, like they keep adding. Like, I don't know how they can keep adding. Hallie, Caroline, Grace, gosh, you got me there. No, Gunner, Pete. Shoot, you put me on the spot. I don't remember, but I do remember the most of them, about seven of them. But that's because when I was there, I mean, seven of them were there.
Danny, thanks so much for the time. All the best to you, and good luck with your podcast. It sounds like it's going to be entertaining stuff.
Hey, thanks a bunch, guys. You have a good day.
Okay, you appreciate do the same. It. All right, that is Danny Woodhead, former NFL running back. Again, his podcast is called Out of Nowhere. He does it with Matt Slauson. Maybe he can come up with the names during the podcast, but good stuff.